There was five men with five gowns on that was glistening white with light coming out around them. One was Spanish, one was German, one was Russian, and one man was of your nationality, one was of another nationality. I don't know if you would call it, I don't really know because of the countenance, but you could tell them. And I understood then, sister, we're going to be known as we know as we go into heaven. You're going to have your own skin type. You're not going to all be one nationality. And I, all through heaven it was that way. All through heaven. Now your soul is white. When you go to heaven, it's glistening white. All of our souls are. When you go to heaven, you're glistening white. I saw King Solomon. King Solomon is tall, and he's black. Did you know that? Big, tall man. It's King Solomon. One of the kings in the Bible's bed was 13 feet. One of them in the Bible. 13 feet long. Can you imagine that? Whew. So I'm looking at all this, and they said, come and see what we're doing. And I walked over to the men. They were smiling and laughing, and an angel came down a pathway, and she looked like a woman. And you could get mad, throw tomatoes. But in heaven, you're going to know if you're a man or a woman by your countenance. Okay? Say, this brother goes to heaven. I'm going to see him in heaven. By his features, I'm going to know he's a man. And he's going to see me in heaven, know I'm a woman. God don't make mistakes. When you get to heaven, you're going to be known as you're known. And this is how they recognize King Solomon. That's how they recognized Elijah. This is how they recognize. I saw Esther in heaven and Mary, God, Jesus' mother. She had a dress made out of diamonds, ladies. Row after row of diamonds on her dress. And her hair had jewels in it. And up on her head, and it was black. And she had pearls and diamonds woven in her hair. Woo, we got to get it, don't we, honey? Get it. And you just don't know what God has for us that love him. Anyway, I looked at these people, and they were making a diamond. And it was big as a cement block. And they put it in a little thing and turned it around. Better help her all the way down. They turned it around. And when they turned it around, the Lord is healing her. Praise him. Let's praise him. She needs a miracle. She was telling me in the office, she's been believing God. She's not doubted God. She's been believing God. So anyway, I'm watching these men work, and they're turning a handle on something that's silver, and they're dancing and praising the Lord. Another angel comes down a pathway with a scroll and a silver tray, and they courtesy to one another. And they poured the substance out of this machine on this tray. And it was liquid, and it was shiny. You could see through it. And the Spanish man began to take his hands and design roses in this material. The roses looked like they could speak to you. And when he got done, he held it up on it. It's a diamond. A real diamond, as big as a cement block. And he said, do you see this scroll from the earth? This diamond will go into a child of God's mansion that's on the earth.